TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
In 3, 2, 1.
Cock!
Cock at you! Is it because you're beautiful? I love you, Tim and Andy, because you're my best friends.
Guys.
Oh, man, that was stupid.
I love you, too.
I like you guys as friends.
I'll take it.
Not as lovers.
No.
Not as lovers.
In fact, I'm so happy about this, I'm going to tweet it right now.
Oh, dear. Well, while Andy's tweeting...
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, honestly, we talked about a bunch of crap. Andy was supposed to do some babysitting, and we hate on Taylor Swift, we make fun of the Justice League, we talk about the new Blade Runner, and lots of stuff. Anyway, when you hear this sound...
Look what you made me do, look what you made me do, look what you just made me do, look what you just made me...
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Motherfuckers.
Hey, back again. Boop, 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 boop. I got so many songs, guys.
Hey, y'all.
All the hits are back.
Tim just straight up friend-zoned me. Woohoo.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast. Get in order!
I got a little excited there. I'm sorry, guys.
I know. I understand. I get excited sometimes, too.
Noah,
I get you.
The N in TanCast.
Oh, okay. For a hot second, it didn't look like I was recording. Okay, we're good.
Come on, Tim, don't
fuck
it up.
Better to find out just a couple seconds after the intro than all the way at the end of the episode.
Don't fuck it up again, Tim. Come on.
I know I saw that I was recording, but I'm going to double check mine, too.
I'm recording.
Because I don't want to be that guy this time.
Well, I knew I had pressed record, but for some reason it looked like the interface just like stopped, but I think it was just a glitch.
And Matrix?
Now it's going again. Yep.
All right, sweet.
The lady in the red dress turned into an agent. Which I don't think actually happened, but what are you going to do?
Look again? Were you looking at that girl in the red dress?
No.
What? Dude.
What?
They're making a new Bill and Ted.
Is that
They've
good?
Been saying that for years.
They're making a new Bill and Ted, and they're going to interact with their old selves and Rufus.
They've been saying that for years.
So wait, how does that work? Like, they're going to Keanu Reeves and... The other guy coming back?
Exactly. Keanu
Alex
Reeves
Winter?
And the other guy.
Yeah, that guy. I was like, I don't remember that guy's name. you know, other guy. You remember him, right? Mm-hmm. Such movies as What's His Face? Who's it again?
I think it was
Every
Adam
time
Driver.
You say it, though, I'm like, yeah, that's his name. I remember now.
Is it Alex Winter or am I wrong?
No, I think you're right.
Oh, okay. In the epic rattle of history where Bill and Ted rap against Lewis and Clark, Lewis and Clark go, like one of them goes, I'll take Neo. The other guy goes, I'll take the one that no one knows at all.
So true.
They've had different trajectories since then.
Yes.
Since they built and
Ted. How are they going to interact with Rufus?
I don't know.
Well, then what are you bringing to the table?
I just know that they are, and that makes me excited, Tim. I wanted to share my excitement with you.
Tim?
I wish you wouldn't.
Oh.
Take all my excitement and just keep it bottled up inside.
Yeah, keep it bottled tight until you just explode and die.
Yeah.
Write it in a journal right next to the Kicking His Feet journal, and set them both on fire.
Write a journal titled Stuff No One Gives a Shit About.
Okay. I'll do that, guys.
That was mean.
One of these days, I'm going to burn this place down.
We love you, Andy.
I'm Andy, and I'm the Milton in Tancast.
It's so weird to see him in other roles.
Stephen Root?
Yeah.
Like Get Out?
I was just about to mention that.
Yeah, Get Out, other roles I can't remember, but just like him not playing Milton.
Yeah, he kind of disappeared into Milton.
He did. He did a good job.
He did. There's been a couple of times where I'm like, holy shit, is that Stephen Root?
Yeah, wasn't he in O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes, he was. He was the blind radio producer that that put the four of them on the press the record that went platinum or whatever.
Went viral.
Yes, like meningitis.
You don't want meningitis. No. It'll kill you?
Can.
Okay.
That's why you want womengitis.
Yes.
Hashtag feminism.
It will just nag you. No, I'm kidding.
Jesus. <It's>
terrible.
Awful. So, how the fuck was everyone's weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Week. We did this last week.
I don't know.
Just out of practice.
It was great.
What are you doing, Tim?
Being weird.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Keep it up.
Neat.
I like it when you're weird.
So, my legs were sore for way too long after that stupid thing.
Because you are out of shape.
I was literally about to say so, Tim. Tell us about your legs. Because you texted us a couple of times.
I think I made it to Thursday night before I was finally like, they weren't bothering me anymore.
Oh, we are old.
And then I went to get off the couch and all of a sudden just a random new pain in my leg. I was like, what's that? We don't need new pain to replace the old pain. The old pain was fine.
Blood clot.
Well, thanks for the cheery idea.
Give yourself something else to worry about, Tim. Think about
every once in a while, I'll get a sharp pain in a leg and be like, oh shit, is this deep vein thrombosis? Was I not walking around enough? I really regret my lack of exercise in the prior 3 hours. Is this how I die, by not walking enough?
And something's going to take us out.
Something will. But you know what? Hopefully, it takes me out in my sleep, and I never see it coming.
Yeah.
You'll never see it coming.
Yep. Just another crazy dream where some dude's immortal because he wields a pair of tweezers made from all of the metal left after Excalibur wore down over centuries, and then that's it.
Wait, what are you
talking
about?
That'll be the last. I had a dream where there was an immortal dude who was wielding Excalibur, but because it had worn down over centuries, he just folded it over and made it tweezers.
That is a real dream.
A dream. Yes.
That is a bizarre dream. And funny. Yeah. You know, Excalibur, they didn't really build it great. This is all I got.
It got a lot of use. That's it. It's just it got a lot of use for a lot of centuries, and eventually it wore down, and the dude's like, I can't make a sword out of this. And he just folded it in half. I was like, huh, that works.
Did he slay dragons with it? What did he do with the tweezers?
Well, I mean, it's still Excalibur. Wounds from it still don't heal, but...
Fucking his eyebrows are on point.
That's really it. Yeah, that's the thing is, because wounds from Excalibur don't heal, anything that you pluck stays plucked.
Yas, queen.
His bush is smooth.
Yeah.
It never comes back. He has a hair plucking company, but no, he doesn't have repeat business.
Yep.
It's like, eventually, this is not going to pay off.
Wounds from Excalibur don't heal?
That's one of the myths around it, yeah.
Interesting.
Or maybe that was only on a TV show that I watched, and I'm conflating that with something I read.
I was like, well, they left that out of the Disney version.
So that mean eventually it will kill you?
I mean, if you're just going to bleed forever.
Wow, that's...
I mean, that's got to get infected.
That's fucked up. Like, I can imagine just fucking with them and just nicking someone a little bit. Just be like, all right, now you're just going to bleed for the rest of your life.
I think that's actually how one of the Knights of the Round Table was supposed to have died.
Huh. You learn something new every day.
Now, again, you may not be learning anything. This may all just be shit from, like, a movie or something that got stuck in my head. Because I can't source that. I don't have a high confidence on this thing that I'm saying. I like to be really clear about that shit.
I got a little story for you guys.
Neat.
Oh, hang on.
Yours is probably more interesting than mine.
Get my pajamas and get all cozy.
So last Sunday, I went out to dinner. And towards the end of dinner, I can't remember how it came up, but we talked about snapping My friend, who I should, I'm going to preface this by saying they do not have a great relationship with their father. So I'm going to say that, and you'll see why that makes sense in a moment. So they're trying to snap, and they can't. And so the server comes up, and the server starts saying, like, you can't snap? She's like, you just go like this. And I'm like, you just snap splayed her? And she laughed, which is a callback to our thing, which no one at that table is there for, but it was funny to me. Also, my friend's dad is dead. So she was trying to snap, and I was like...
Okay, I don't know why that gets a chuckle right afterwards.
you'll see why. She was trying
also,
to snap.
Also, my friend's dad is dead. loss of parents.
As I mentioned, didn't have a relationship. My friend's trying to snap. And I was like, you just put one finger against the other. You just hit your palm. And she's like, you know, my dad couldn't snap. I'm like, yeah, because he's dead. No, my dad can't snap. I said, yeah, because he's dead. Fucking, she lost it. Like, she was laughing so hard. I'm like, I did not expect.
I was like, in which way?
No. She was laughing so hard. Like, I did not expect that reaction.
What the fuck did you say about my dad?
I mean, I thought she thought it would be funny, but I didn't think she would think it was that funny. Yeah. It was also, I was like, I just came up with an anti-joke. I'm kind of proud of myself.
Way to go.
Go me. And then she was still laughing about it the next day. She would just think about it and start laughing. I don't know why, I was just very pleased. I was like, that's such an anti-joke.
So according to Wikipedia, I may have actually had this shit backwards, and it's that holding Excalibur's scabbard meant your wounds didn't bleed.
But couldn't that still kill you? Or is it dying just from the bleeding, or is there other stuff?
I guess you could be hacked to bits and still die, but I guess you wouldn't die of blood loss if you were holding Excalibur's scabbard?
Like, if you were... I mean, but also I think if you punctured your organs, then they wouldn't work correctly, right? So that could kill you. Even though you weren't bleeding, they wouldn't be working how they're supposed to?
I don't know if that is just because, like, they bleed internally if you hit them hard enough. You know, like a bruising kind of thing.
Right, but if you stab a lung, bruising, then you're not going to breathe correctly, right?
Well, yeah, this is true because air will escape into the area around the lungs, which can prevent the lung from inflating fully.
Right. So I think there's other ways you could probably die.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Isn't that weird, the things we just never think about? Not that we ever need to, because whoever gets stabbed and doesn't bleed, but...
Yeah, that would be weird.
But also, it's just like, oh, I wonder what would happen.
So the Excalibur wounds bleeding always. There may be other sources for it, but I may have gotten it from watching the TV show The Librarians. Because when I Googled Excalibur wound bleeding, that was the first hit. Okay, so I may be leading you all wrong.
I don't know my shit.
God damn it.
I know this is like way more... This is a way deeper dive into Andy being wrong than I usually like to do, but I feel like I owe it to y'all. You usually expect me to be the smart one, and I ain't that today. Today's not my day.
Did you guys see that picture of that Dyson hand dryer I sent you of?
Yes. Oh, man, it looked like it had all the gunk.
That was disgusting. I was like, you know what? My hands are staying wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I am not even touching that thing.
Wasn't that the point?
Well, yes, but I don't even want to get my hands floated
near. He's not approaching that thing. That's, yeah.
And you always
manage... I've always thought those things are stupid. I'm like, what the hell is this?
I always manage to brush my hands against it anyways.
Oh. You must have sucked at the game operation.
Oh, yeah. I do not have a steady hand. I'll tell you that right now. All
right. Too used to whacking. It's just always in motion.
Anyways, how anyone's got funny stories?
Mine's not so much funny.
All right. Well, it doesn't have to be funny. It could be a story. It'll be long-winded, right. That's for sure.
It will be.
Good thing I've got my feeties on.
Yeah.
Do you have... Oh, yes. That's a little callback. I got you now. I got you. I'm ahead of
you. Drew's karate instructor, who, you know, we're kind of friends with them. He and his wife were going out of town for the weekend for birthday or anniversary. I can't remember what, but... So they've got... two little girls, and Caitlin had volunteered to take care of them. So I was going to have a, I think, 1 year old and just a little bit under four, like 3.5 year old in the house, from like Thursday through Sunday or something like that. So it's going to be like basically my whole weekend and even going into the weekend was going to be, there was going to be babies around the house and like not, neither of them potty trained. I mean, obviously the one year old's not going to be potty trained, but, yeah, even the 3 year old still working on it.
I mean,
you know, cute and all, and I knew that Caitlin was excited, but honestly, I wasn't super jazzed about that idea. But, you know, I was putting on a good face, helping clean up the house, get it ready, whatever. And I'm not exactly sure what happened. Like, apparently their mom, like, tried to call Caitlin once on Sunday, like, didn't leave a voicemail, didn't get a hold of her. And I guess it was because she, like, got it into her head that, like, you know, I should take the kids over there today and, you know, make sure that they're comfortable with it before I leave them there. And then when Caitlin didn't answer, she just called her sister and decided, like, that her sister was available, so she just leave the kids with her sister. So I was like, oh, well, that's awesome. I've got so much less baby time and baby crying and worrying about baby sleeping through the night and worrying about re-baby proofing my house after 6 years when we took all the shit down because Drew could be trusted and worrying about, like, you know, pee getting on my furniture again and cleaning that up.
You're like, only pee on my furniture is my pee.
Yep. Yeah, I can just drink myself into oblivion and then, yeah, that'll just be
I thought you were about to say you drank the pee. I was like, ew.
Oh, no.
I mean, as you do, Tim, as well, you do.
As you do if you want to run for president on the Republican ticket, apparently.
He drinks it?
Yeah.
There are rumors.
I thought he just got peed on.
Yeah, there are rumors.
I mean, you know, a little bit gets to your mouth always, Tim. You know, yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Right, Tim?
Don't play water sports if you don't want to get wet.
Don't drink water sports if you don't want to drink a little bit of the water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you ever go swimming in the ocean and not get a little ocean in you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I was kind of like celebrating and happy about it, and then I realized, oh, this is a sad thing for Caitlin. Caitlin was looking forward to having baby time, and she was. She was a little blue about it, but then as we kind of unpacked it. It was more than just about not having baby time. She had kind of built this whole thing up in her mind. She's a planner. She will tend to do things like this. She was thinking that, you know, maybe me being around the baby and seeing, you know, her around the baby would convince me to, you know, maybe say, okay, let's make another baby. Yeah. So it was especially rough on her. So, you know, we went out to a nice dinner on Thursday to kind of cheer her up, and I've tried to be more understanding than I normally cluelessly am.
And then you went through the motions.
Yeah.
This is how I put a baby in there, baby. Yeah.
That's how that shit works.
With my penis.
Yeah.
I shoot baby bullets.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, baby. Bang, bang.
Hey, baby, let me plow your field. Plant my seed. See if anything sprouts.
My big juicy plums.
I apologize to all of our female listeners for the infertility I just caused with my voice. I've heard scientists are feeling pretty confident they're close to a cure. If it helps, my son apparently causes hyperfertility. Just looking at him when he was a baby would make people like want babies, need babies, baby all the time. Just magically sprout a baby.
Nope, didn't do it for me.
That is true. Didn't. Women. Does that to women. Does okay. Not to, did not do that to men. Men would be like, oh, hey, you got a kid, which is how men typically are. Women were like, oh my God, he's so cute. Put one in me now. I'm like, ladies, I'm married.
My boss recently had a baby. Not recently, November. But she's coming back to work in like a couple weeks, so she came back to visit with the baby a couple days ago. And like everybody just swarmed over there, and it was like a group of guys that weren't going over there, and we're like, yeah, we get it, it's a baby.
Yeah, we've seen him. I've a couple of him. Us have made him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, that's I know how those work.
Like, all of a sudden I would hear like high pitched lady voices all together, and I'm like, someone brought their baby in. Someone brought a baby.
Like, literally almost the entire floor was over in her in the corner looking at the stroller. It was just like four of us still at our desks, like, yeah, baby.
I have a big head, a little bit of hair, big eyes. Yeah,
I mean, she was a cute baby.
Can't
say she wasn't.
they're usually pretty cute. Except some of them aren't. I would say probably about 30% of babies look like little monkeys to me. Look like little chimps. Like, just look at my
racist.
they're not black. They're just babies. Tim, I don't see color.
I just see babies.
I just see monkey babies.
Chimp-like babies.
Well, I mean, you guys remember, Caitlin was always super annoyed with me that at first I referred to Drew as a larval human, and then later I referred to him as a monkey. Because he's not human yet, but he's getting close. You can definitely tell he's a primate now.
Well, then, like, a bunch of, like, all the guys who didn't care got up and went to go get lunch, and I was apparently first, and then I passed the other ones as I was coming back, and I was like, oh my god, guys, did you see there's a baby?
That's how they talk?
It's just how, like, everybody was so excited. They laughed.
Oh my god, guys!
There's a baby!
Someone brought in a ridiculous-looking puppy. Like, toy poodle. Fucking everyone's into that thing. I mean, it's pretty cute. I'm like,
dogs are adorable.
Fuck you, you disgusting dog. It's not disgusting. It's adorable. I'm like, oh, you little bastard.
Yeah. See, I don't have to fake it for little dogs. I mean, you know, like little dogs. I'm like, oof. Those things used to be wolves. Human have fucked them up. We have ruined that thing.
You used to be proud, powerful.
Yeah.
The species, now look at
you. Apex predators.
Apex means you have no predators above you, right?
Yes.
You're at the top of the food chain.
You prey, but are not typically preyed upon.
Yeah, okay.
Or you predate.
Oh, but, Lord, bless this meal I'm about to have. In the name of Wolf Jesus.
Rawr.
Oh, dude, you're so close. It could have been Rawr Men.
Oh, there you go. See, that's why we're a team, guys. That's why we're a team.
I know. Because every once in a while, Andy will improve it. So rarely.
Not very often, but every once in a while. You're like, Andy, you just destroyed that thing.
I already did all that work. You don't need to do it.
No, I was going to go further with it. I'm like, Andy, you just poured acid on and burned it and pissed on it.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
See, Andy, you don't need therapy. You got us, buddy. We'll make you feel good.
That's good. Yeah. Except for Tim. Tim's only going to friend zone me.
What?
I said, except for Tim, Tim's only going to friend zone me.
Yep.
Yep. That's how it
is. Am I the only one still in bed?
Yeah.
No, okay.
I'm in my office.
Nice.
Wearing just my boxers.
I'm next in my bed.
I'm in it. I'm in it to win it.
Yeah. No, get in bed with Tim. But, you know.
Come on over. Don't mind my morning wood.
I could. Although, my mic might sound funky.
Oof. Yeah.
I would assume if you were here, we would just record off the same mic.
Probably.
Oh, your bed. Yes. Sorry, I was thinking my bed.
No.
Ah.
I mean, I was joking about getting into your bed, and then Tim took it a step further, because apparently he's not going to friend zone you.
No, I mean, he never is, Tim. Andy.
I said, you have a horrible time keeping us straight.
I know, you guys look so alike.
Now I know how my kids feel. I always start to yell at one, and you say the other's name. I'm like, Michael, James, stop it.
If it makes you feel better, I do that with Drew and the cats.
That does make you feel better, but I enjoy it.
Drew, small thing. Knock it off.
Eat your kibble. Or whatever. Cats, I know they'll eat kibble.
Canned tuna.
There we go. Eat your canned tuna.
I just Dutched oven to myself.
Wait, you put it over your head?
Yeah.
Why?
So he could Dutch oven himself.
Yeah. Why would you want to smell your farts, Tim?
Because they smell glorious.
Oh, man.
No, they don't.
It's like the anus of God blessed us with a gift of stinkiness.
I don't think that's true.
So for reasons that I may or may not talk about in future episodes of Tancast, I had a rough time sleeping a couple of nights this week. I woke up and just shat my brains out, like I felt sick as a
dog.
Glad
we're hearing this.
Yeah, one of the days, which is something that my body, I've talked about it before, that I do that for some reason when I don't get enough sleep, that my body is like, oh, you already feel shitty? Well, get ready. Your asshole is a lake now. Just going to pour all out of you. Yeah.
I'm ready for breakfast.
I was feeling better after that. Then I farted in the shower, and I wanted out of that shower. It was hot, hot death. So all of this is to set up the fact that later that day, I was alone in my area. There were nobody in any of the cubes around me. They'd been gone for a little while. I was like, okay, I got a little something wants to come out. I'll just toot it down straight into my chair. Squish my butt down as flat as I could, push it out into the chair, and literally everybody came back. Right there. I was like, fuck. So, sitting on the chair, hoping that the rest of the weight of me is just corking this thing in, grabbed a bunch of gum and started chewing the gum. I'm like, I'm going to make it, it may smell funky, but I'm going to try to disguise it with mint because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just panicking. I'm not what's probably the world's worst fart.
Why does it smell like fart and mint in here?
Why would the gum help? It's only a smell like mint in your mouth.
Tim, I was low on sleep. I wasn't thinking straight.
What? At least throw the gum at the people's noses. Then you got a shot at it.
Yeah.
Hey, want some gum? And we just hold our nose. Want some gum?
Let's play a new game, guys. Sniff gum. Sniff gum game.
I should have just Gandalf that thing. It just slid down the edge of my desk and been like, fly, you fools. Save yourselves. So nobody commented on anything. So either I've got a good team, or I successfully sat on top of it.
Why
until
would they comment? Who would ever comment about a fart at work?
Trust me, if it was anything like the fart that I laid that morning, it would have been involuntary.
I would have people been like, "What's that smell?" I would have said, "I don't know." It's been going on for a while.
You mind your goddamn business.
You should call maintenance.
Keep my
What's
damn
that
name
smell?
At
and
your
why
mouth.
Is Andy sweating profusely?
And why does he have a mouthful of gum?
These questions are unrelated, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Well, I've made a horrible mistake. I am barefoot. I dropped a small nail that I just picked up and was fidgeting with, and it is somewhere on the floor that I cannot see.
Oh, Andy.
And the room is dark. Do I walk to the light switch? I don't know. Wish I had Excalibur's scabbard right about now.
You don't have your phone?
Oh, that's a good idea. Phone's got a light.
It does.
Why are you in the dark?
I just wasn't sure if the... Because they're not CFLs anymore.
So no one can see a shame.
No, it was, I used to leave the lights off in the office when I was recording because I wasn't sure if the CFLs made a high-pitched buzz that would get picked up on the microphone. But I forgot I'd swapped them out, and they're LED lights in here now.
Ooh.
I don't have to sit in the dark anymore, you guys.
Oh, yay! Happy times are here again!
Although I'm in the dark, so I don't know why I'm judging.
Oh, there it is. It was under my ass, on my chair.
It was trying to stop the next fart.
I was going to stab myself in the ass. Okay. All right. Crisis averted, y'all.
I was worried. Not
It took 11
all.
Years, but I'm finally starting to try to work y'all into my vocabulary after swearing that I would never do so.
Hey, no. Y'all. My name is Paul.
I still only do it ironically. I'll never change. You know why? Because I'm old, and old men don't change. We just start talking like this. And hating the loud music, these kids, it's all noise.
I mean, I do hate skateboarder punk kids.
In fairness, were you fond of them when you were, let's say 20?
Yeah, I skateboarded.
You're like, oh my gosh, these guys are so wicked cool.
Yeah, I was into them. But now, they just grind on public shit and almost hit the skateboard with people. I'm like, fuck you guys.
I was always like that.
Yep.
which is why I'm always glad, you know, like when there's a skate park, because I'm like, you know, it's fine. It's good. It'd be good to have these kids like have a place they can go and, you know, an outlet, a place that's built for them. But, you know, I don't want to see some, you know, like public work with one edge, like all worn down and shiny.
Like that's for everybody. Respect for shit that's not yours, buddy.
Exactly. Yeah. That's really what it was. It's like, you know, my parents really instilled that into me. It's like, you don't own this. This is for everybody. You don't get to fuck this up.
I agree.
maybe I was just really old when I was young.
But yeah, I definitely feel like old. I'm just like, yep. I don't understand you kids. Why don't you have respect for other people's shit?
I was at a festival thing for my oldest son's school. It was like they have their winter festival, and they were playing music, and the kids were dancing. And they played I don't know, it's the newest anymore, Taylor Swift song. Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. What you just made me.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, this feels like someone making fun of pop music. Like, it doesn't seem like it's a serious pop song.
It does.
It seems like, look, this is how ridiculous pop music sounds. Ha 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 ha.
No.
Like, nope, this was her serious entry into music. Like, look, I made a great song. Isn't that awesome? And people are like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, I don't get it. Yeah. This sounds like shit.
Yeah. Well, but Tim, what I always try to remember whenever I think things about that, because I literally thought the same thoughts about that song. Is I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you.
Yeah, you mean that amazing song?
Yeah, it was wonderful. It's written by one of the Beatles.
Yeah,
I know it was, and it was 6 words long.
No, it wasn't. It had many more words than that.
To do it, 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 to do it right, child.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, there's another 5 right there.
Yeah, get your fucking
time. A whole lot of precious time.
Yeah,
it's gonna take so much time.
So much time.
To do it right, child. And then I'll sing them over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Whatever. It's got a melody. It's got a chorus.
That's true. He's not just saying, look what you just made me do.
Yeah, just over and over again. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Shut up.
Tell me how you really feel about this song.
Please, shut up.
I'm like, are you going to get to the song? Is this the intro? What's happening?
This is the breakdown. It's all breakdown. It is only breakdown.
It is breaking down my will to live. Uh-oh. The Taylor Swift fan base is going to be honest, like, people who get angry.
Yes.
At middling podcasts.
Yeah,
middling. Middling. We aspire to middling.
We aspire to stop circling the drain. Well, that's the good news, guys. That's the good news, is when you're all the way down there, there's nowhere to fall. They can't hurt us.
You can't hurt us anymore, more than we hurt ourselves.
You know why? Because I have become comfortably numb.
Okay.
It's a good song. I was tossing some classic.
I believe you.
Little Pink Floyd.
Excellent.
So, any other thoughts on the week?
It was a week.
It was. Oh, well. Okay. It was a week where Sean Hannity was trying to tell all of his viewers about the fake news from the New York Times. Then had to come back from break and explain to everybody, oh, wait, no, it wasn't fake. But look at this car crash! So he literally accused the New York Times of using a fake story to distract everyone, except what he was saying was a fake story, and when he had to point that out, he decided to switch to literally a car crash to distract everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's like, how you do it, Andy.
Like this, I know Fox is 100% hypocrisy, but this may be peak hypocrisy now.
I mean, they've been refining it for years. It's about time they got to peak hypocrisy.
I know, yeah. It's really great to see a master at work, you know? Just perfecting his craft. Because it's 2018 and nothing makes sense anymore.
Yeah, things make less sense.
That's not true. Have you heard that Taylor Swift song?
Yeah. Nothing.
I don't actually have it.
Nothing.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, my God.
Let me send it to you.
This is the oral version of, oh, God. Oh, smell this.
Well, Tim didn't say he hated it, right?
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
with so much hate.
Oh, I hate it, and I can tell that Tim would hate it too.
Wait, do you guys really hate it?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's awful. It is. It seems like it's a self-parody, but it's not. It's a fucking hit.
Okay, I mean, a self-parody could not be good, but yeah.
It's one of those. It's like nails on chalkboard. Like, I cannot stand to listen to you say with a slightly different syncopation, "Look what you just made me do," again. But I know you're going to do it 1,000 more times because we're only halfway through this chorus.
Yeah, it's pretty grating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Which I hesitate to use the word "great" to describe this song.
Yeah, and I know no one's going to listen to this and be like, I don't know what you guys were all up about. It's okay.
I was thinking it's just a pop song.
I mean, I don't like it, but you guys are way overreacting.
Do you want me to listen to it now or later?
Just look at the link.
Yeah. Oh, it's a little what? Oh. Oh, Timmy.
I just sent a picture of shit.
Yo, Tim. Tim. You're a funny little man. Anyone see any movies lately? I've been using my MoviePass in a while.
I haven't used my MoviePass since the last time I saw Star Wars.
It's a slow movie month.
I've just been streaming a bunch of shit, but no. Man, I am looking forward to starting that J.K. Simmons show on Starz, Counterpart.
Mm-hmm. I liked the first episode. It was good.
I've not watched it yet. Man, there's a bunch of apparently great TV I got to catch up on. The Expanse, Mr. Robot. Oh, but you know what? I'm going to have plenty of time because it's going to be another 14 or 15 goddamn months before Game of Thrones comes back on.
Okay.
April 2019.
Everyone's going to be so old.
A long period of time.
It is. And they're only doing six. I mean, apparently they're going to be like six like really long episodes. Like they're all going to be an hour and a half or something like that. But they're only making six episodes.
Tim doesn't care.
I've been enjoying Black Panther.
Say what?
No, not Black Panther. Black Lightning.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to Black Panther, but have been enjoying Black Lightning.
I've heard good things
about it. Except there's that annoying trope in a lot of superhero things where there's a main character who doesn't want the superhero to be the superhero. Sometimes it's, you know, like Bruce Banner doesn't want the Hulk to come out. It's like, the only reason you're watching this is for the Hulk.
But there's got to be some...
We're not watching Wiener Scientist Guy solves problems. We're watching the Hulk.
But there's got to be some internal conflict, Tim.
Well, the problem is it's like his ex-wife is the one that doesn't want him to be Black Panther anymore. And so it's like she's Black stopping Lightning. Him from being it. And so like last episode, he was only Black Panther for
Lightning.
Like
Black Lightning.
One scene. Whatever.
Tim,
it's not
are you
my
saying
fault
that all,
they're so similarly named.
Are you saying that all black superheroes sound alike?
I'm saying all black superheroes in the 70s were named with black in front of them in case we missed the point.
That's true.
There's a word difference there, Tim.
Except, oddly, Black Adam.
Bladdam.
I guess he's an anti-hero. Sometimes villain. Complicated character.
Fun to play in Injustice, too.
Although, isn't The Rock part black?
I believe so, yes.
And will he be playing Black Adam?
I think you're right.
No, I know I'm right. I'm just waiting for you to connect the goddamn dots.
Oh, Black Adam's black-ish.
Black Adam's going to be on Black-ish?
No.
Man, this Disney crossover thing has gone too far. Oh, shit, that's not Marvel. I just screwed the pooch. I'll sit over here for a while.
Speaking of Black-ish, which I love... we decided to try watching its spinoff, Grown-ish, where the oldest daughter goes to college. I mean, probably should have been able to tell by the fact that it wasn't going to be on ABC, that it was whatever ABC Family is called now, like Freestyle.
Freeform.
That's it. That's the one. It's Freeform. That it was going to be an ABC Family spinoff. It's trash. It is ass. I've watched one episode and like the first 3 minutes of the second episode, and I was like, I'm out, new dealer.
So it's no different world to Black-ish's Cosby Show?
No, it's not. I mean, you could tell that they wanted it to be, you know, because it's like this one's got a little bit more, you know, supposedly adult themes of, you know, like growing up and being away from your parents and, you know, that whole time. I mean, that's a really formative time in basically everybody's life, that getting out of the nest. But it's like, every single moment of it seemed like it was trying to be a hip after-school special. It's like, we're on cable, so we can say shit, so we're going to say shit a bunch. But otherwise, this is just going to be a very special episode. Next time, another very special episode.
They say shit on Freeform?
Apparently.
Huh. Well, no wonder they're not ABC Family anymore.
I mean, they've had complicated shows on ABC Family before, where it's not like, you know, just like Lifetime Movie of the Week kind of stuff. It's like, oh, this is some hard shit these people are going through, and some real shit. But I think some of it may just be like they do the thing where there's the, you know, she's got like a constant monologue. And, you know, it's fine when it's done well. Like Scrubs, it was great. But it's like she's got to explain everything that's going on. In cases where it's done well, it's things like I'm going to muse about the deeper meaning of this. And in this show, it's just she's going to explain everything that you've already seen happen.
So, two enthusiastic thumbs up.
Way up.
All right.
Way up, because that's where the fun is. Way up.
Oh, I did stream a movie. But,
yay!
I actually streamed it last week, but I forgot to tell you guys about it. Or I think I tried to, but we were off on another topic and I didn't want to interrupt for once. The new Blade Runner, 2049, or whatever it is. Finally watched
How
that.
How was it?
I would not recommend trying to watch that one at night when you're already feeling sleepy. It's
all right.
I don't want to say it's ponderous, but it's a slow burn. There's a lot of, like, you know, really gorgeous, you know, kind of establishing shots, kind of building the world, setting the tone, setting the mood, all of that. And when you're sleepy, those are perfect times to fall asleep. So yeah, I will say it was gorgeous. I loved how careful they were with the original and the fact that there's like multiple versions of the original. They handled that really, really well. And yeah, just the story that it tells is, you know, kind of like the original one. It's not like whiz-bang sci-fi. It's more one of those, like, you know, what does it mean to be human? What is the measure of man? You know, that kind of story. It didn't tell the exact same story again. It was a different take on the original story about, you know, artificial people wanting to be real.
Sounds like bullshit.
Yeah. So I would recommend it, but like it's long and you got to be ready for it to be long.
Oh yeah. That's what I tell the ladies.
Cause I felt like it will, well, no, you've seen it too, right?
Yes.
So did you feel like you were aware of its length as you were watching it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can't not be aware of its length.
It was girthy.
It was.
It was so girthy, guys. Yes.
It really stretched my attention span.
Yes. Well, that's the thing is, it was long, but it was also meaty.
Was it strong and down to get the friction on?
Yes. Were you visited by a mogwai there, Tim?
Yep. Get out, buddy.
What? Don't get him wet. Don't feed him after midnight.
Are you tired?
Yes, but I'm recording.
Let's go, James.
Yeah, he's recording.
I heard. Yes, let's go, James. I'm not gonna say it again. Let's go, James.
Those words are gonna be on my tombstone. I'm not gonna say it again, Drew.
I don't want to. I'm cold.
Why are you cold?
Because it's cold out there.
No, it's not.
Three-year-old has learned being contrary, and yeah, it may mean he won't ever be a four-year-old.
Oh, man, it is such bullshit about the terrible twos. Like, twos are... No, like, the twos may kind of presage what's going to happen, but it's the threes. It is the terrible threes. They just get so shitty. Like, they learn that they have an opinion, but they still do not internalize it is okay to keep that opinion to yourself.
Sorry, I just heard my wife yell, and then everything went quiet.
Oh.
Are they dead?
Tim,
I don't think I'm that lucky.
Okay, I was going to say, it's okay to have an only child, Tim.
Who are you telling?
Also lie. It keeps the wild animals from digging at the burial site.
What were we talking about? Oh. Blade Runner. It's long.
It is.
I cannot get into The Punisher. Like, I keep watching it, and like I'm like, I'll see the next episode at some point. Like, it's not one of those, like, it ends, I immediately want to start the next one. I'm like, I'm good.
I think some of it is, it's bleak.
Yeah, it's not that I, like, actively dislike it. I just am not, like, invested.
Mm. I thought it was good.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season, though, I'm like, where the fuck are they going with this?
Yeah. Yeah, I keep thinking, like, I really want them to bring Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back into the wider cinematic universe as opposed to treating it like its own little pocket universe. Mm-hmm. But, like, the shit they're doing in this one, I'm like, I don't think you can bring this back anymore. Like, shit's gotten too weird. Although,
well, I assume at some point they're going to write the timeline, because otherwise they've just destroyed the cinematic universe in a couple years.
Yeah, you got to assume, because otherwise there's not going to... Well, I guess there could still be other seasons. Just like, oh, fuck it. This is how the world is now. We're going to go forward from here.
But I mean, that means, like, Daredevil now exists on half a planet.
Yeah.
And yet somehow Hell's Kitchen is still fucked up.
Yep. Somehow Hell's Kitchen is still slightly worse than everywhere else.
And Kingpin is still in charge. Comedy.
Yeah. I can't remember. Captain Marvel, did she get her powers? I know she gets her powers from an accident that, like, fuses her DNA with an alien. Is it mm-hmm. a Kree?
Yes.
I thought so.
Because the original Captain Marvel was a Kree.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And so she sort of takes on that name in his honor after he dies. Have you seen the picture of her costume?
I have.
Yeah. Some my friend at work pointed out that, oh, Marvel made a better Green Lantern costume than DC did.
Kind of, yeah.
Noah left.
Hey-o.
Well, DC is apparently going to take another swing at it.
In 2020, so right around the corner.
Yep.
I guess they're touting the deleted scenes that are on the Justice League DVD. And people are like, yeah, we finally get to see what Zack Snyder originally meant. Apparently, the sum total of deleted scenes is 2 minutes.
Mm. So many changes.
Probably just those alternate line readings we saw in the trailer.
Now we get to see what he was like, really up to.
You know, Justice League wasn't bad. A lot of fan service in there. There's some good action. The movie did not need to be 2 minutes longer.
I didn't.
Yeah. I still felt like my number one complaint about Justice League was, like, just how unearned the whole thing was. Like, that all of the world building, all of the setup, all of everything that led into it was, like, just so... You could tell DC was rushing and slapping everything together. Like, it felt like they were playing catch-up and they knew it.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, that said, the first time where the Flash is in slow-mo and you start to see Superman's head turn.
Yeah, it was a good moment.
That was. That was.
And what sells it is when they cut back to Flash and he has a look that wordlessly says, oh, fuck!
This is my one thing! Flash was, I mean, Wonder Woman was pretty damn good in that. Cyborg, I felt like he was way underused. Like, they could have done so much more with his character. Aquaman made, you know, Cyborg look like, oh, this is the Cyborg movie. Like, he was just there to be, like, quippy and drinky, and that was it.
Quippy and drinky. Yeah. Those are two of my favorite dwarves.
Yeah.
Quippy and drinky. Is quippy but and drinky?
I actually go back and forth on whether... Wonder Woman or The Flash was the highlight of that movie for me. I kind of feel like it's The Flash.
I think it was Superman's upper lip.
That beautiful, beautiful upper lip.
So I know you got, like, you know, blown up by a nuclear bomb and then stabbed, like, right through your gut meats. And I know that we just brought you back to life in a crashed ship by running electricity into what I got to assume is amniotic fluid, but like
at the perfect
thousands
time.
And thousands of year old amniotic fluid.
Mm-hmm. Aged.
But why did it only burn your upper lip? What's not all this? What's just that? Right there. What's that?
Some website broke down every single scene with the horrible CGI of his lip. They're like, these are all the clear reshoots. And sadly, the first shot of the movie is one of them.
Oh, yeah, it is.
When someone's doing the video, the iPhone video of him, like, talking about why he likes Earth. He's like, I like Earth because the uncanny valley under my nose.
I like Earth because I used to have a very human-looking dimple right here, and now it's gone. I got a smooth ape lip.
blip. Now, here's my question. Do you think the special effects guy was like, nailed it, printed it, to turn it in. I did it, guys.
That was me. That was me, guys.
I want high fives and blowjobs for the rest of the afternoon because I'm amazing.
No, I think the special effects guy was like, just send it and I'll be at the bar.
I was like, or do you think he was like, hang on. They're like, no, we need it now. He's like, hang on. No, we need it now. Not yet. Yeah. Not yet.
It wasn't done. It wasn't done.
Like, the former amuses me more, but I fear it was the latter.
Oh.
I just like the idea of him like, all right, let me turn that into the boss. Look out, Avengers, here we come.
The thing that just really boggles my mind was when they're doing these reshoots, when he couldn't shave the mustache, when they knew that they were going to do CGI, they knew that this thing was going to be on, like, you know, IMAX and RPX and all the other, like, you know, large thing. They were doing super tight-ass shots of his face. Like, they did not adjust their plan for filling the whole fucking screen with his head, knowing that upper lip was going to be, like, the size of a Honda.
Well, like, why don't you shoot this shot over his shoulder?
Yeah.
And we could just imagine what his lips look like.
Yeah. Or, you know, keep him in motion, like, make it an action scene, and dude's just moving his head a lot.
Or you know what's all the rage? Steam. Maybe there's steam in the shot.
Yeah.
Steam that just sort of fogs up in front of the camera.
Or you know what? Maybe we just give Superman a new power. You just have, like, make him like a kind of a grunty face, like he's pooping or straining or something like that. Just like, and there's a mustache. I mean, he had that, like, cellophane S that one time. Fuck it, he grows mustaches super fast. He's like a human mustache dispenser. Alien mustache dispenser. Sorry.
We should probably stop soon.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't Noah need to go somewhere? Isn't that why we're recording early?
Yep. Actually, got moved out a little bit, so.
You son of a bitch.
Fuck you. I could have slept in.
Sorry. Well, you said you needed to keep it tight, so I figured earlier was better anyways.
Hate your dick.
Well, it was because if it was going to do it early, I wanted to make sure to get out of bed soon enough for my wife to be able to take a nap.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, that
I would have changed it if I had known that.
I don't. You hate son your of dick. A bitch.
Quump. That fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I miss Noah.
Remember, never trust that guy who did the CGI for Superman's lip.
Not today, Superman's mustache.
This week, I love that we're finding out exactly how much not just Trump, but the entire GOP has been trying to go after the FBI to completely smear this investigation because it means they're scared. But I hate Donald Trump.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Gotta respect that Andy leaves it to one thing at the end now.
Respect.
All you haters need to shut the fuck up.
Respect.